Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5, presented by Zadok Jewelers.
KFNC 97.9 HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Who's on hold, though? Oh, okay. Before we get to that, did you guys happen to see the French president, Emmanuel Macron, get hit by his wife as they were getting off the plane?
Yeah, I saw it.
You saw that?
You couldn't see the wife, but yeah, I saw it.
You saw her push him.
Marriage. I didn't think, you know, I just thought, like,
marriage.
Okay.
Well, did you see, she's 72 years old. She's 24 years older than he is.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they met when he was 15 and she was almost 40.
Dang, okay.
And they got married and he's the president now. He said it was a playful push, but he got pushed in the face. And something that I don't think the media's picked much up on, but there was a stewardess who was, and that's how they say it in France, the stewardess. She was in front of them. She had her uniform ripped, and there was blood on her shoulder. She had a bloody shoulder with her uniform, her stewardess uniform ripped.
What?
Yeah. This was a physical flight that they took. Yeah. I mean, she's getting off. She seems to be of Asian descent, and... But right in front of them when they're deplaning after he said it was a playful push by his wife, the stewardess is got her uniform ripped and there's blood on her shoulder. It's man, that
is this real?
Yeah.
I have to vet it for AI.
Brigitte Macron is,
cuz I see what you're talking about, but I have to vet it for AI first.
She is 72, and she's spicy.
So they were married in 07.
Right.
18 years ago. So he was – he's 47 now.
She's 50 – she was 54.
And he was, what, 29?
Yeah. She's 24 years older than him.
Yeah, the thought of marrying – a 54-year-old at the age of 29.
Turns you on?
No, not marrying. Not marrying.
Of all people, Dell.
There's a difference. Not marrying. There's no appeal to marrying the 54-year-old. The other stuff, it's 15 minutes, whatever. But a lifelong commitment? Nah. Better man than me. Look.
24 years old.
And then you get into the whole, when did he meet her?
But that happens. But we don't even blink when that's a man.
What do you mean?
We don't even blink when a man is.
Well, not
years
with
old.
A 15-year-old. Yes, we do with a 15.
Well, yeah, but what about when she's? Well, yeah, they blinked with Woody Allen and Jerry Seinfeld, but nothing ever came. They still went about their business. If you tell me that a 70-year-old man has a 50-year-old wife, a 74-year-old man has a 50-year-old wife, we don't even think twice.
Yeah, but when there's 40 and 15, that's different.
Well, yeah, but I didn't know.
But he's referencing what I brought up, the initial 29.
Well, he said,
and
they knew. Did they get that?
Yeah, I don't know.
There,
I don't
John,
know about.
Did they know?
I don't know about that part. That's they just met at that point. I don't know about their interactions.
I don't know about. I mean,
but yeah. 29, huh? I'm trying to think my mind at 29. Yeah, no chance, buddy.
No, yeah, no that's chance.
No chance.
No,
I'm not mature enough now. I definitely wasn't.
29 with a 54-year-old. Wow. No.
How old is JT?
JT's 28.
Oh, can you imagine, John?
No.
A year from now.
I can't imagine JT's mother.
No. No. Same thing. No. All I can think of is with Alec, with a 44-year-old.
Yeah.
His mom doesn't even like anybody his age.
No.
Doesn't matter.
Let alone 24 years old.
Yeah, that ain't going to work.
Yeah. But that
I mean,
was
they can have drinks together, but, you know, it's no, not with her baby. Forget about it.
Mm-mm-mm. All right, Gilbert's here. Let's see what's going on with Gilbert.
I got to go do something real quick.
No,
what?
Gilbert's here.
Oh, okay.
You got a Shaq moment?
Hey, Gilbert.
Wait. Gilbert's watching TV. What show is Gilbert watching?
Hmm.
Do we have any tickets to give away?
No.
Whoever can guess what show Gilbert's watching.
We don't have anything. What's the level of cable or streaming do they have in that place? What
just
could he be watching?
Basic,
regular
basic
old TV?
Cable.
Basic cable. Okay.
He watches a lot of TV Land.
All he wants to watch is like TV Land stuff. It's Andy Griffith shows.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not hard to predict.
Mm. No.
Jack, can he find Three's Company?
Jake and the Fat Man. Yeah.
Magnum P.I.?
Magnum. Yeah.
Okay.
Magnum guy. Absolutely.
Well,
all right.
He's not an on-the-air guy right now.
No, he's not. That's good. Okay. Are we catching up now?
We are way on time. We got until 7, or 9:12.
Oh, you combined?
Yeah.
Right combiner? Oh, look at you. You're becoming an elite producer.
Look how smart you are.
I don't like the tone
like
of that.
Friend Sean
I don't
Mapes.
Like the tones of those comments, honestly.
Look how smart you are.
Sean Mapes, I believe, is out again today.
What's
the deal? How long is signing day?
he positioned his little vacation around Memorial Day.
He pilloed.
You know what?
Yeah.
That's pretty smart.
Yeah, that's what you do.
You got you a long, nice, long
I
weekend.
Really would like to start
nice,
working 4
week.
Days a week. I kind of like that.
What?
Yeah. The 4-day week work, 4-day work week feels
I got to
like
tell you, I'm kind of a fan, too, if you want to know the truth.
That's
every
a big
Monday
surprise.
We should be off except during the football
season. So you want to be like a play? Like we go dark on Mondays?
Yeah.
Four
like
day
every
work week.
Until the football season hits, obviously.
Start. Can we get that off starting in mid-June when it's just strictly baseball? Right after the draft. Right after the NBA draft. Because the Rockets have two
fine.
Picks.
We can do that.
So you don't want to be here for a potential Rockets trade. Actually, you would because we're only working 4 days. So
well,
4 days.
Well, we can just on the fly decide if we're going to work or not.
So if it happens over the weekend, we'll come in.
And then we can take a Tuesday off.
Ah, okay. So that's what you – how do you – who are we proposing this to?
Just the people.
When is this draft thing?
I think it's – is it the 24th, I think? June 24th?
Oh.
Or something like that?
Wait. We could vacation till we could go 4 day weeks till then. Yeah, okay. When's that's the next? There's no. This is we should have 4 day weeks now every week. It's the summer.
June 25th. It's a 2 day draft, by the way.
A 2 day. Wait a minute. There's two.
Wait,
rounds.
The NBA draft's 2 days now.
They're trying to.
Oh, that's right. They're trying to copy the.
Yeah, because
they're so stupid.
Because you guys did it.
Round.
You guys did it with the Christmas Day stuff.
We know all those players. This is the dumbest.
No, you guys did it with the Christmas Day stuff. They're trying to get their 2 days in too.
It's the dumbest
thing. I don't know how they're going to.
Now the NFL is going to at some point they're going to come in and do a secondary draft on June just to take away the draft from the NBA too. They're going to come in with their own draft. They'll do it on NBA draft day just to try to smother the NBA.
Adam Silver.
They're trying to smother and kill the NBA right now, the scheduling from the NFL.
If the NFL is going to put Christmas Day games on Wednesday just to screw the NBA, there is no day that's not open. There is zero. There's no day. No day that the NFL won't steal.
Oh, by the way, that's not a bloody shoulder. That's a scarf. I saw it because I was like, man, this does look like a bloody shoulder. And I saw another video. I'm like, okay, that's a scarf.
Oh, damn it.
It's not a torn thing and a bloody shoulder.
It looks like she's got a bloody shoulder.
At first
shoulder.
I thought that, but then I saw another video. I'm like, oh, it's clearly a scarf. Okay. Damn. Yeah, the NFL has already shown, look, we'll play a game on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
A day that really makes literally no sense for any team. Just so we can take that blanket and smother the NBA.
There's no day that they won't steal from the
so
NBA.
So the NBA is not doing it specifically to have a second day on TV. It's because they want to give teams time to make trades throughout the draft. You know, because some of that stuff is unofficial until this and this and this. So they want it to be a gap so you can make a trade, you can figure out things. They think it's not great for how the operation goes because it's all condensed into one day.
Well, but, I mean, this NBA draft is uninteresting after the first pick. I mean.
Were you interested in last year's draft?
But it was a deeper draft.
Yeah. When the
it was? Saar and Richesse? You were interested in watching those guys?
No, that top end was stinky.
No.
This one guy, and they're going to take 2 days for it?
The one guy is supposed to be the generational prospect, whatever. But as far as the strength of the actual draft, I believe this one is a better draft than last year's draft.
The Rockets have the 10th pick.
That's good. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, Reed Shepard wouldn't be picked in a top five, at least the top three of the draft this year. Would he?
No.
Last year's draft was not a good one.
No, it wasn't a good draft. This year's draft is better. Rockets have a 10th pick. It's not so much the 10th pick as so much as it's a commodity. So are you going to pick somebody, which means that somebody else will be shipped out almost assuredly? Are you going to use it to move? The Rockets are one of the more interesting teams on draft day alone.
Unless it's the 7-2 dude. I don't see anybody seeing any. There's no reason to take the 10th pick.
Well, unless you have another plan to move with Tari Eason potentially moving and can't or Jabari Smith or if that's part of your next plot, if you're playing chess and you say, look, these are one of these guys that we're going to move before our next contract, that would make some sense.
Well, I will say this. Look at the teams that are left. It's about wheeling and dealing. I mean, they're all of their stars in the playoffs have been on other teams, and you made moves. Indiana, practically their whole team has been moved. They were wheeling and dealing, bringing guys in. Shea and Jalen Williams brought in. I mean, it's not. There are very few Golden States now that, this is the team you drafted and we're going to win championships with it. There's moves.
Oklahoma City's as close to you get to it because they pulled in their top player after 1 year with another team. But Lou Dort's man-made, Jalen Williams, Presti put that team together. Through bits and pieces, through some draft trade.
The biggest pieces are acquisitions, not drafts.
Well, which biggest pieces?
Shea and Jalen?
Is Jalen a trade, too?
Yeah.
Where did he come from?
Wasn't he in that, or did they
you mean the pick, one of the picks got from the Clippers was led to Jalen Williams?
Yeah, but Jalen was drafted
Drafted by OKC.
Yeah, no, he was drafted. He's homegrown. Chet's homegrown. Right, Lou Dort is homegrown.
But they still traded for that pick.
Well, yeah, but they made the pick.
Right.
He's been a Oklahoma City Thunder. So,
but you mean Sam Presti, Caruso and Hartenstein? Those
really
are
good. All of them.
Yeah.
Brunson and Cat. Yeah, and Josh Hart and
not Cat, but
yeah. Well, Cat was a trade.
You're talking about for the Knicks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jalen Brunson.
I'm just talking about Oklahoma City.
Well, he's going through
the whole. I'm talking about all these teams.
Yeah. Well, I think that's pretty much what we're dealing with now. Is you're gonna have more of that because of the super maxes. You have to make decisions and get rid of guys early. But Sam Presti built that team. Like, that's a Sam Presti built team. That was genius. Him stealing SGA after 1 year, Caruso and Hartenstein, just really good role players and understanding. They don't cost you an arm and a leg. He's smart. I mean, Sam Presti has done an amazing job. That's how you put a team together. Daryl got lazy. Daryl went from being a guy who could rip people off in the draft to being a guy who just followed this super lazy model of just trying to get one star and just collect guys around him. And it was a bad model. Presti is the way you build it. That's good. And so far, I think Rafael Stone's done a really good job too. But Rafael Stone is at a new level where you got to click the tumbler to unlock the safe to get the goodies now. And this is a way harder thing to do. Daryl struggled with it. Rafael's already there. Like, he's already at that point where he's got some really important decisions to make to figure out whether or not the Rockets are going to be major players for years to come. They should be. Just in and of themselves, they should be. So you got to be careful because you can make a decision that either vaults you towards being more competitive or maybe takes away some of that window that you have. So it this is a – I think draft night's really intriguing because is Jabari going to be a rocket? Is Jalen Green still going to be a rocket? Is Alperen going to be a rocket in a super pick? Now, chances are it will happen before the draft if they were going to do something like that. But I could see Cam Whitmore being dealt for a second rounder at some point in this draft.
I could see Jalen not being here. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I could too.
I mean, I just think that, you know what, and that's the kind of – but, see, our Rockets fans, let's say you get a young Shea, you get a young Tyrese Halliburton. When Jalen Brunson was a little bit more established than those guys were. But, I mean, are we going to have – is that the kind of thing they're going to do or get an established guy? Because I think they're going after an established guy. You know,
established
that.
But I mean, I could see Cam Whitmore being dealt for a second rounder, though.
Yeah. That no, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about Jalen giving up Jalen for a Kevin Durant, or you know, somebody who's already you know, and he's a big piece, as opposed to going making a trade and picking up a Shea who hasn't proven anything in the league yet. Or a Tyrese Halliburton who hasn't proven anything in the league yet. You know what I'm saying? I don't think they're making that kind of move. They're making a move for an established guy that is going to contribute right now.
Well, they have enough of the guys in that second column, guys who are still trying to find their way. And those guys don't get to play here. I don't foresee them.
Yeah.
Like, we know why OKC made the move, because Paul George wanted to go. So they had to find a way to reset themselves. The Rockets aren't in a position where they have a bunch of established guys and some guy wants out, so you have to go young and get picks. They're likely to make a consolidation trade to go get an established guy.
Listen, the Rockets may be giving up the guy that didn't have a chance to play here and all of a sudden becomes a star in the league. That's more likely than the Rockets going and getting a guy like that. With between Cam and Jabari and Tari and Reed, they're more likely to give up a guy who's going to be a really, really good player in the future.
Why are people so terrible? Bravo on Twitch says, somebody said Anthony Edwards is playing uncomfortable like he's got a condom on. That's not the way that we're describing someone's play. Granted, he doesn't like kids. We know that for a fact.
So,
by the way, Mason had to tell my wife the whole
Anthony Edwards
thing. He hates kids. He already paid for all. He paid for his kid 18 years in advance.
That didn't happen, because why would a woman ever agree to that?
Yeah,
a woman who's allegedly looking for money. Why would she ever agree to that?
My wife said, "What are you talking about?" I had to tell her the deal. Like, yeah,
or you get to re-up all the time. You get to re-up.
Yeah.
As he continues to make more money, you get to re-up.
Hey, some people want that money now.
Any person who's in that game, like one of those assassins, would know. Like, I don't know the woman he's with or was with, but a woman who would know, who does that for kind of a living, would know. You don't take the big check early, because that's a max guy for years to come.
You're one of those assassins.
You heard what I said.
Those paid hitmen.
If you are of that ilk, you know. There's always another contract coming where you can go back in, and you know what?
They know when Supermax.
Hey,
comes.
It's private school costs this, or swim lessons cost this over and over again. You can have those conversations,
or you go about it like Jordan, opposed to Kyle Tucker.
What you think? There are more Jordans out there.
Jordan
did it.
Yeah, baseball players.
With a Jordan, but if he got together with a Kyle Tucker, they're not taking.
They're more like wide receivers than they are Astros young stars.
They're not taking the early deal.
Think, Jamar Chase and T. Higgins, less Bregman and Jordan when it comes to how they go about getting their money.
We're really talking about love right now, aren't we?
Yes, early Bregman. And by the way, Bregman just turned into an assassin, too, later, too, by the way.
Yeah.
He eventually evolved.
Oh, listen, even if Anthony Edwards gives up that money early, she's coming back at him.
Look. Anthony Edwards was trying to buy out the arbitration years?
Yes. The arbitration years of that kid. Let me buy out all 18 now But she's coming back at him anyway.
Yeah, but I think allegedly part of that whole deal is that you're signing away any ability to come back. And even if that was a real proposition, there's no way
he
would sign
that. Hey, I got a solution, Anthony. Wait until marriage.
Ah.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Just wait until you're married, and everything will be better, Anthony. And I think that's going to start becoming a big thing in NBA circles, until they're married.
He defended himself yesterday for his performance by saying, I was showing patience and making the right basketball plays. Maybe you should show more patience in other aspects of your life.
Yeah. Maybe a little more patience.
He said he made every right. He said,
yeah.
I made every
– right plays.
All the right plays.
Yeah.
I gave the ball up when I was – and he actually made some good passes, but – You got to.
He also did turn the ball over five times.
He did, but they had some shuffle cuts where Julius Randle did. I think Julius Randle's such a.
He's got two good games in the series.
I hate watching Julius Randle.
He's got two good games.
He's not a smart passer.
He's been great this postseason.
Yeah, Julius Randle's pitiful to watch.
What is wrong with you?
Backing it in, turning. It's like watching washed-up Charles Barkley.
He worked against Golden State. Would have loved to have him in the Rockets series. How he got after Draymond, dominated Draymond.
Well, because he is a more skilled Draymond.
All right, we got a break. We got to talk about Houston Powder Coat. It's what we got to talk about now. I got to talk about Robin and what she's doing in the community, not only the community, but all over this city. There is nowhere that you go, honestly, where you don't see Houston Powder Coat work. I mean, it's all over. All over. You don't even know. You're at NRG. You're at the waterway in the Woodlands. You're at the Ferris wheel downtown. It really doesn't matter. They have got. There's work all over that you're. It's unbelievable how good they are. Pickup and delivery is absolutely free. Okay. So I don't know what metal that you have that you need fixing. If you have any kind of metal that is not nearly what it used to be, you want to save it. You want to make it look new again. And trust me, if you've got older patio furniture, you want to keep that as opposed to the new stuff, because the new stuff, the metal is not nearly as good. Houston Powder Coaters is here for you. Houston Powder Coaters is their customer service, everything about Houston Powder Coaters. So the process, the workmanship, everything about it. When you see what they do, and you don't even have to go because they'll pick it up and they'll deliver it back absolutely free. You will deal with Robin. You will deal with Robin, and you are going to have you're gonna get the best in service that you can possibly get. All at HoustonPowderCoaters.com. HoustonPowderCoaters.com. Tell Robin you heard it right here.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97. We haven't even touched on probably the most important story in America today. Caitlin Clark out 2 weeks with a quad strain. I mean, what does this do to the WNBA?
Shuts them
She's
down.
She's no
They're
longer
done.
The favorite now to win the MVP.
They're done. They're not going to play. They said they're going to suspend all games for 2 weeks.
Do you think they should play another game in the WNBA until Caitlin Clark gets
No, they're
back?
Extending their season 2 weeks, and they're not going to play. They all get 2 weeks off.
Yes, like when soccer has their international break, so all the guys can go play for their countries. Yeah. This is what we're going to do here. We're just going to shut it down. No more WNBA.
Hockey does it. Everybody. You know what? Baseball did it for the World Baseball Classic.
Usually not for a single singular injury, but things have to adapt.
You got to adapt. If you can't have Caitlin Clark, will WNBA ratings plummet while she's out?
Well, yeah, the Fever games will. Definitely.
Yeah.
I don't know if her absence will affect the Sparks versus the Wings, but yeah, Fever games won't be as highly rated.
I think general interest in the whole league might wait.
I don't know. I feel like if people were locking in to see Paige Beckers versus Cameron Brink, they'll just watch it, even if Caitlin Clark's not around, because she wasn't going to be around anyway.
I don't know. I kind of feel like it's when the Astros don't make the playoffs. You're just like, nah.
Well, for us, yeah.
I don't care about them.
Yeah, for us.
But that's everybody in the league now.
I don't know. I feel like that Sparks game wasn't going to be that highly rated because she wasn't playing it anyway.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's that. But, you know, now all the white people are going to be turning away.
John just said the quiet part out loud.
Well.
Yep.
He's talking about you, Lance.
That's kind of true.
I think she's a phenomenal talent, one that I haven't really seen. But then I wasn't watching enough of Aja Wilson to know that she's pretty good, too.
The best player in the league.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, she is the best player in the league.
Yeah.
I don't know if her games are on TV, though.
She's not the favorite, though.
I don't know. Like, I assume her games are on TV. I don't know. Only Caitlin Clark's games are on TV.
She gets the prime spots, definitely.
And Angel Reese, who's on a pretty bad team.
Yeah.
No, they're terrible.
How are they so bad when they had Angel Reese and that one huge girl play? From
you mean Cardoso?
From, yeah, Cardoso.
That I thought one, they were supposed, that one huge girl, as you say.
Yeah, I thought. Well, big is in like you know big. Well, all the way around. But I thought they were going to
come back.
Their front
big
court.
Big back.
Oh, jeez. Man, oh man. So they had
she's
two top ten
big,
picks last year.
She's not big back.
And got worse.
I mean, she is.
They had two.
Yeah,
I think top ten picks
two
and got
top
worse.
Top ten picks and got worse somehow.
And aren't
yeah,
but I don't know if.
But their pregame fits are.
Did you ever
amazing.
Watch Angel Reese so. Play? Why do you think they're going to be good?
Well, she was a top
a
draft pick. She was on a championship team.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
started
play though
at LSU.
She started.
Wendy hears you talking
yeah,
bad about
she started
LSU.
Started on a national championship team. Yeah. What are you saying?
Yeah,
I know. I
she was an All-American on that team.
I've seen her shoot.
Oh, she's not a scorer.
She's a rebounder.
Rodden. She yeah. just needs to know she's
she
Dennis Rodman.
Her own misses. That's how she wins rebounding
she gets a, well,
title.
She gets a lot of defensive rebounds, too. She just needs to know she's just a rebounder. She is yeah. Charles Oakley. It's okay. Be that.
That's all. Dennis Rodman more.
It's like if Dennis Rodman said, people are also watching because of me, not just Michael Jordan. Well, I mean,
well,
you're interesting.
Some
yeah.
people are watching because yeah, of Dennis. They want to see what he does.
See, I think Angel Reese is pretty cute. I know there's some... People get a little upset about
Are
that.
Are we supposed to have this conversation?
Well, no, I'm just saying she puts that
That's
out
why
there.
You watch?
No, she puts that out there as she wants to be. And
yeah.
I know there are some guys who think that she is that they are attracted to her or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, that's
I saw her
she's feminine too.
For a concert
Here we
once.
Go.
Well, no, I mean I'm saying it. You don't like but she is like she wants to be a basketball player, she wants to be a feminine,
she does,
pretty
she
attractive girl.
She wants to be more than a WNBA
yes,
player. Yes, she has
you.
Other interests.
Thank
yes.
you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
You make it sound creepy.
Well, you said it. What
well,
do you mean I make it sound creepy? This is what you said.
Right.
Some of the way I said
well,
it was
I will say
incomplete.
This. It was a little different, you know, watching her go to that concert and what she was wearing and watching Caitlin Clark walk in the other day with her Allstate uniform on.
That was her trying to be sexy. That was her trying to have her fit, and I was like, oh.
Yeah.
What's
just
wrong?
Ball. Just play ball.
What is wrong with you two?
Just play ball. I don't know.
What's wrong with you two?
I just felt like
Why
she was trying
to
look
this?
At my fit. Like,
Why do
oh.
we have to do this? It could have just been 2 weeks. She's out.
It's John.
Get our
John
ratings.
Makes this.
No, this is you this time. Get our ratings jokes off if you want, and then move on. Why are you doing this?
I just want, I don't know, I just, she was wearing her overcoat.
She's a basketball player.
Her Allstate.
She's not a fashion.
Allstate insurance.
She's not a fashionista.
No. All right, who's on hold, though?
Oh, what a follow. Let's go to Trey.
What up,
Trey, follow this. You want to tell us what Gilbert's watching?
Yeah, first off, John, I thought y'all had the shortest wait times in the history of
we do.
Radio.
We used to.
Yeah. Well, the other ones are
he gets all his guys on.
Thank you.
And I think Gilbert is watching Girls Gone Wild right now.
It's not what he's watching.
He would. He would if it was on.
Yeah.
But don't make no mistake. If he could, he would.
With his mom unable to check him? Probably
yeah.
so.
Well, nobody. Yeah, nobody. Even when his mom was there, he was telling us about the Gilligan's Island.
Well,
I mean,
she can't. Is she going to a police network television just
no,
because
no,
Ginger's
no.
on it?
No.
That woman got other things in her mind. Just keep the door closed, son.
Yeah.
Keep it closed.
There's a reason Gilbert's tired all the time.
I thought he had a sleep issue.
He does.
He does, but
he stays up, goes to sleep,
stays up
watches
all
TV,
night watching stuff.
He just watches TV.
I get it. I love TV. We got Kevin.
What up, Kevin?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing this morning?
Red Raider.
What's up, Kev?
How we doing?
What's going on, man? Y'all doing all right?
Yeah, doing good.
Hey, let me tell you this first off. There's nothing wrong with Angel Reese in a two-piece. I prefer she play her games that way.
See, we didn't say that, Del. We didn't say that, Del.
Right.
Kev said that.
You laid the groundwork, though.
Hey, look. At the end of the day, I'm about ratings. And if we're trying to get the numbers up, let's get the numbers up.
I mean, I'm not the commissioner, but if Kevin was the commissioner,
right,
he's got ideas. That's all he's saying.
The lingerie WNBA league.
Yeah.
Hey, there you go. Hey, look. What? If the big three works, I definitely think the two-piece female, all-female league would work.
Yeah.
I do. Uh-huh. I'd invest in that. I put my money in that stock. That's really not why I hit you guys, but it was low hanging fruit, so I had to, throw that out there. But look, so you guys were speaking on the Rockets earlier, and I heard something very interesting from Stone and Ime, man, where they're like locked in on this youth movement thing that they ain't really to pull off of yet. And so when I scoured trying to rick my brain myself, just as a fan of sports, thinking about a convenient trade where they can keep that same mode of thinking, then how about a reset for Ja Morant and Jalen Green being the two interesting trade options with each team, and maybe throw in a Zach Edey on their end, and we throw in a Jabari Smith Jr. on our end, youth for youth, length for length. And we're adding another big guy, which is what we need, because I don't know if Adams is coming back here. So at least we'll get some size, along with staying young. So, I mean, it might sound absurd, but I think it's something to think about.
Other than getting rid of the problems that Ja brings, why would Memphis do that?
I think getting rid of the problems he brings is something they will. I think that's something they will think about.
Jalen and Jabari are not even close to Ja and Edey.
Ooh, what do you mean by that?
Yeah, you're throwing in picks.
Talent wise, there's no way.
I mean, Jalen is you got to remember now. You're not getting dollar for dollar for Ja Morant. There's too much history there with him. It's too much negative stuff with him. I don't think they get full dollar for dollar value for him in a trade. You have to remember that. And Edey is.
I'm looking at it, John, honestly, from a reset form. Hey, look, do you want to see this Rocket team give Jalen Green max dollar? But I personally don't, because when I watch a Shea and, I'm watching Ant-Man, although he didn't have a great game last night, numbers-wise, scoring-wise, he was more of a distributor. I just don't see a young kid, man, that's really got the heart of a max dollar guy. Like, I just think you are who you are. I'd rather see Jalen force the game downhill, taking a bunch of bad shots or making smarter plays and seeming like he's totally uninvolved when we need you to step up on the damn offensive end of a playoff game. If I got to motivate you to play, to do your job, then you're not my guy.
Well, do you feel the same way about Anthony Edwards today?
I feel like Anthony Edwards is going to be.
I don't feel the same way about him today. I think everybody's entitled to an off night. But
he's had a couple in this series.
But John,
now.
He's in a Western Conference Final too.
He's playing hard downhill. He's staying aggressive, and that's all I want to see Jalen do is stay aggressive.
He's defending too. He's way better than Jalen Green. That's not your question.
No,
I get that, but
wait a minute. He's staying aggressive. He had two shots in the first half.
Yeah, but I got to tell you, I think Oklahoma City, who's, by the way, the best defensive team in basketball, I think Oklahoma City is really legitimately doing a great job on him, away from the ball and on ball.
Grant, okay. Is Golden State And Golden State shut Jaylen down. Shut Jaylen down. If I'm an NBA team, I ain't trading Ja Morant for Jaylen Green. I need no way.
What do you think Ja Morant is going to fetch?
Ja Morant is a star. Is a
he's been injured. He's had multiple injuries. He's had multiple suspensions. He still can't stop doing gun stuff, even though the league tells him not to do it. Ja Morant is not far from another suspension. You know that, right?
Well, and that's another quotient to this is. Do the Rockets want that headache? I mean, honestly.
No. Well, you mean of Ja Morant?
Yeah.
I'm not sure it's a trade that if what Kevin's proposing, I think Memphis hangs up the phone on the Rockets, unless they're throwing in a bet all your picks to make it even work for Memphis.
I think that
Jaylen Green's not I know what people
he
put
plays
on him.
And he scores.
He can play all he wants, but look at he scores because no one else on the Rockets scores. But he's like I don't want to do this again with Jay. I don't want to get after him. But he's a average, as when I mean league average, I mean like 14, 15 type of a league guard. I'm including point guards who are scorers, all those things. He's not in the top 15 of those guys.
Look, I don't want this trade, but if you threw in the 10th pick and Jabari Smith, I think they'd consider.
I think Memphis would say, excuse me?
No way.
Because they also are –
And
culture.
I don't think the Rockets
Jabari's
would want –
Jabari's a culture
hey, listen,
guy.
I don't think either team would do it.
I wouldn't do it if I'm the Rockets.
I think the Rockets aren't going to –
I would hate that trade if
upset
I'm the Rockets.
What they believe they have going.
And I don't need another – like, I don't want an anchor in the post. You know, Edie would not be the right big for me personally.
I don't. Yeah. Well, that's
because like he's not a shot blocker. He's not a he's not a rim runner. He's not the shot blocker that Steven Adams is. Steven Adams actually pretty good athlete, but yeah. Steven Adams also isn't a 34 minute a game guy like Edie would need to be.
Well, he wouldn't be here.
34 minutes, no way.
He wouldn't be here. You have Alper for that.
He'd be about 24.
Yeah, be in that 20 to 25 range. But yeah, I think it's a trade. Neither team. Would do. I think for the Rockets, don't do it because as Kevin talked about, they love their young guys, and if they're going to trade them, they're going to trade them for a surefire franchise type, even if it is for a short term, like Kevin Durant for the Grizzlies. We don't take into account a lot what trades do and mean for franchises and cities. We just saw what happened with Dallas and Luka. Now it may not be to the same point with Ja, but Ja's their dude. In Memphis, for all the things we're talking about, that city loves him. So they're just not going to trade him away for a Jaylen Green who's not going to affect their team and make them win more. That's not a superstar trade that they're going to consider.
Listen, and you may be right, Lance, we're overestimating, but we may be overestimating what Jaylen's worth. After this postseason, I mean, I don't know that anybody's looking at Jaylen as their – as a huge piece to their championship.
I think Jaylen, I think if you have a number one, look, if you're looking at Jaylen as number one, correct. If you're looking at him as a number two scorer, as a scorer who's a number two and an explosive player, an athlete who has improved a great deal defensively and can get his own shot, I think he's still got tremendous value.
Well,
he's just never going to be a number one.
If you get rid of Ja in Memphis, who's their number one with Jaylen number two?
Yeah, but sometimes you just don't. Sometimes you got to get rid of problems.
Yeah.
I think Ja is not worth it anymore to me. I think getting rid of Ja, getting rid of Zion Williamson should be the first thing those two organizations should do. Ja Morant is not, to me, too much trouble, and I don't think it's ever changing.
What you need to do if you want to get your gamble on is get over to the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of the Golden Nugget Las Vegas. Don't get me wrong. I go there. When I go to Vegas, I stay at the Golden Nugget Las Vegas. I love it. But we've got just 2 hours and 15 minutes down the road. We don't have to take the flight. You don't have to pay for the flight. What are flights now to Vegas? Back and forth is at least $500, okay? You got that in your pocket. And you're driving. It's $20 to get to the Golden Nugget Lake Charles versus $500 round trip. By the time you save hours, you save 5 hours or so in the travel. So much easier driving down I-10 and getting to the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. The hotel is just as nice as any hotel in Vegas. Not any hotel in Vegas. Obviously, there's really, really spectacular hotels in Vegas. But Golden Nugget Lake Charles, I'm telling you, the rooms are beautiful, wonderful. We love them. Concert hall. restaurants, a dozen of them, nightclub, casino, pool, golf, what? You got it all. GoldenNuggetLC.com. Tell them that you heard it right here. But I'm telling you, if you're going to go and want to get your gamble on, you only got a couple of days to do it, don't waste all that time going to Vegas. Get to GoldenNuggetLC.com.
Listen to ESPN 97.5 in HD, 97.9 HD2. You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, well, this is the time of the show where we figure out. I don't think we did anything wrong today. I think this was a flawless show.
Feels pretty, I don't want to say flawless, but it feels like a pretty, it was like a clean sheet for us. As they say in soccer, it's a clean sheet. I would say pretty much everything we said was correct.
Correct.
Accurate.
Dead on.
Yeah. Professional. It covers the spectrum there.
Yeah, not that so much, but is there anything that we missed? Did we miss any? We talked about the NBA. We didn't talk much. We didn't talk any hockey. But
what did we find out about hockey? That the
Carolina came back and Florida had been bludgeoning people, and they won 3-0 yesterday.
Yeah, it was 1-0 for most of it, and then it was they tacked on goals late because of empty nets and stuff like that. Carolina hadn't won a conference finals game in their last 15 tries.
Yeah,
until. Or did it get to 16? But either way, they ended their long streak of losing conference finals games. They hadn't won one since 2006 or something. Their current coach was on the team who did win a conference finals game. So they did that. Florida has done this postseason. They had a game 6 at home to close out the previous series and lost in a stinker. Didn't score a goal, I think, in that one too. And then had to go up to, Toronto and win game 7. So, yeah, they got plenty of tries. They're up 3-1. They'll probably close it out. They even rested guys. They're like, you know what? Some of our top guys are banged up. We're not going to play them in this game. Well, we know hockey guys will play. So I think that series ends maybe in game 5.
And that'll be pretty interesting. Connor McDavid against Florida. That'll be interesting.
We're talking about a burgeoning dynasty with the Thunder, which I think is funny because we just had the stat where no team has gone back-to-back in the last 7 seasons. So why are the Thunder going to be unique? We'll find out. But if they make it, that's 3 straight Stanley Cup finals for the Panthers.
Well, and I'm looking at – there's a story, the NBA better watch out for Oklahoma City's Big 3.
I've heard this, yeah.
And I was like, are they really?
I mean, Jalen Williams was second-team All-NBA, or at least All-Defense. I think he made an All-NBA team as well. So he's really good. And Chet knocked down big shots last night. He was big on the perimeter. But I don't know if I'm going to allow a one playoff run to determine what
Chet,
a big three
I think Jalen Williams is slowly sneaking into a category where people are going to have to just he is going to be that Paul George type player. Like, I think he's going to get there. Chet Holmgren, I don't think, is ever going to get there. He has to play against a certain type of guy.
He does more than you think.
He does. He's a nice piece. He is. Yeah. You know what he is? He's a bigger, taller, more active Jabari, where he plays his role. He's not looking to do more than he needs to do. He plays inside the scheme, can defend multiple positions. He's still very light in the rear and always will be. You see, he gets knocked to the ground kind of easily. But he's nice for what they need. But Big Three, I'm with you. I don't know if I can go there with Holmgren.
Yeah. There was a couple of stuff that we missed. Did you see the pictures of Brittany Mahomes then and now?
Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah. You should.
Some stuff to herself?
Yeah, she's developed.
Developed?
She's developed, yeah.
Like a 3-star prospect?
Well, yeah.
She's turned herself into a...
I don't know what star she is now, but... Yeah, she seems to be overdeveloped.
Oh, so it's overdeveloped.
Yeah.
Just don't pay any attention to him.
What's he doing?
He's saying something. He's saying something. What would Wendy say?
Oh.
If you did this in front of Wendy, if Wendy knew you were saying this on the radio, how would she respond? That's a new thing that we're going to play.
That was just out there this weekend, was pictures of Brittany Mahomes 5 years ago and now. And it just seems like there's
glow up. Is it a glow up?
It's different. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
It's just bigger, better.
So you think it's better?
Well, I don't want. Okay, I'm not going to judge that way.
He stopped. Now he takes the stand. He's putting his foot down.
Do you want to plead?
I want to. Now she'd be not guilty in my court.
Okay. Now I know what it means. Okay. He's been dancing around this. Now I know. Oh, okay. It's a positive for him.
Yeah. Okay. And then we got Greg Sankey. We didn't play this.
Oh, man.
How about, the SEC is getting 4 automatics. Brett Yormark thinks we should just do what's best for college football, right?
Yeah, I think a lot of people around college football say, hey, isn't this one big organization, college athletics? And basically the Big Ten and the SEC have literally, they're just waiting to jump ship. Even my son, who works at Alabama, he's at Alabama, he's all in on, you know what, if these other conferences are going to continue to try to push us by having SMU make it before Alabama, and I said, slow down. You had your worst season in 18 years at Alabama. Slow down.
Yeah. Well, he's kind of right. I mean, look at the baseball tournament. 6 of the top 8 seeds are SEC. 6 of the top 8 are out of the SEC.
So you're getting you got all the advantages. So what's the problem?
No, what are they complaining about?
Yeah, what does the SEC complain about?
They have tons of
advantages.
Well, no,
they get everything they want. What's the problem?
They make more money.
Listen to Greg Sankey here, and then he'll tell you what they're complaining about.
Better for the whole.
Look at a track record. We didn't need 12. Had we stayed at 4, we would have had half the 4 last year. I don't need lectures from others about good of the game. I don't lecture others about good at the game. And coordinating press releases about good at the game. You know, again, you can issue your press statement, but I'm actually looking for ideas to move us forward.
Okay. He's really not. He just told Brett Yormark, hey, you know what? Just take your 2 and like it.
Stay in your lane is what he just told
you. You just keep your 2 teams and like it. I don't want to hear from you.
And the good of the game comment is from the fact that they've, I guess, Brett Yormark and others voted for straight seating.
Yeah, which I'm not a fan of that. Like, to me, that's literally voting for yourself, not good of the game. Straight seating meaning, no, they voted against it.
No, I think when I looked at the article, they were one of, I guess, several who voted for.
But straight seating, I thought was the best teams.
Yeah, but that is for the good of the game.
That's what he said. We did it for the good of the game.
We did it for the good of the game.
Yeah, I'm in the Big 12, but I still voted for the good of the game. Yeah. The best for the game is to have the best teams getting byes and all that stuff.
Oh, I thought that it was about – I thought that he wasn't happy with them.
No.
Saying, letting SMU be
–
being ranked higher, you know what I mean?
He wanted to let everybody know. Even though it didn't benefit him, it was for the good of the game.
Oh, okay.
And Greg Sankey didn't appreciate, I guess, the sanctimonious tone to those comments.
Yeah, but so I'm going to get a guy named Noah Henderson on the show. He wrote an article that is phenomenal. He is an NIL like professor. He has an NIL column, and he talks about the prisoner's dilemma. And it's a game theory prisoner's dilemma. I just read this article during one of the breaks, during a couple breaks, and it is the best I've read on NIL and what the NFL, what college football is facing. And he's a professor also at, he's director of sports management at Loyola Chicago. And I'm going to get him on the air to talk about this because this is fascinating. How basically, I'll let him explain it, but prisoner's dilemma basically is, you got 2 different people, and are you going to work collectively for a good for a good benefit, or are you going to try to work on your own trying to get a great benefit that could actually end up, but the downside could be a very, very bad downside? It's like the idea of two people who are being questioned, and if you both decide you're not going to talk, you know, you could end up getting light sentences. But if one guy, the dilemma is, I could turn on the other guy, and if he doesn't talk but I turn on him, I could get off scot-free and he goes to jail for a long time. Or we could both admit that we're guilty and have a moderate sentence. And so it's considered the prisoner's dilemma. And he said that's what college football has right now with Big Ten. You know, are the Big Ten and the SEC going to play by the rules for the good of the game, or are they going to do what's just best for them? I think we know how that's going to go.
Yeah. All right, we got a break. We got one segment to go. News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Today, title event game two at Texas Card House. Texas Card House has $300,000 on the line, okay? It is so freaking good. If you're looking for a great way to just have so much fun, how about $300,000? They've had $650,000 in this Poker Atlas Poker series going on right now. Poker Atlas, Poker Atlas Tour is in Houston on Westheimer, and it is just so good. It's just big, it's just huge, it's just awesome, and it's a Texas Card House. Texas Card House is our premier location now. It's our premier poker room. It is the best poker room in Houston now in spring and on Westheimer at Green Ridge. And I love it. There's always games going on. It's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. The bar is open till 2 a.m. every night. Always a game going on. Always a cash game going on. But this huge, huge Poker Atlas Tour has been unbelievable. And you guys made it so, and it's just fantastic. I love it. And if you're a poker player, the place to get to is Texas Card House, either on Westheimer and Green Ridge or up in Spring. It's the best place to play right now in the city of Houston. TexasCardHouse.com. That's TexasCardHouse.com.
ESPN 97.5. Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
Well, a Harvard professor did a research story on dishonesty. Harvard had to fire him for fabricating the piece. How ironic is it that you're doing a piece on dishonesty and you're dishonest?
I don't know. It feels like we see more and more of this kind of...
Yeah.
I feel like there's a lot of irony in the world today.
Well, it's that age-old adage. Those who can do, those who can't teach.
Wow.
Yeah, hey, Harvard professor.
I see who's against the teachers' unions.
Well, no. He couldn't himself be honest, so he just taught about being honest.
Oh, I got you.
A new ChatGPT model refuses to be shut down when instructed to. Is this the beginning of the end of humanity?
No, we've already crossed that threshold. It's just a matter of how long it's going
to
take.
It won't shut down when it's told to.
Yeah, no. No. It's major problems are coming. Yeah.
Huh.
What we need to do is keep making them smarter and giving them more power.
That's what we need.
That's probably going to get them to back off.
That's what you think we need to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we give them more power, more access, and train them even more, I think we're going to be in pretty good shape here in about 5 years.
Speaking of shutting them down, J.D. Vance says dating apps are destructive. Do you think he should shut them down when he becomes president?
You should close everything down. Shut everything down.
Shut
every app down. Eliminate smartphones.
Everything.
Yeah.
Pizza
out. Smartphones out.
Pizza out?
Yep. We're shutting pizza down, too. Because I may have gotten sick from pizza. I'm not sure.
Well, I ain't doing that.
kangaroo tartar, gone.
A 26-year-old man has a never-ending cough. He's been diagnosed with parrot chlamydia after accidentally breathing in chicken poo.
Have you ever thought,
man, it would be good to start breathing in some chicken poo?
No, but if he's just sitting there, he's too close to it. What a terrible, terrible, terrible luck right there.
Aren't people around chicken poo a lot?
Yeah. Maybe there's some of this that's, maybe some of it's worse than others. Maybe you got a diseased chicken.
Maybe. You don't know. But I do know this. I had to clean up bird poop off my patio because we had a nest that they put, and it was cool. They had their little birds in there. It was in a light fixture. But cleaning that poo out, man, birds poo. They live in that filth in Florida.
At least, hey, you're in L.A. At least there wasn't a man up in your light fixture pooing all over the place.
Well, no, I don't know.
Because, I bet it would be worse cleaning that up.
Yeah, no, if it was man poo, yes, it would have been worse. But bird poo's bad enough.
Yeah, you're in L.A. You better thank your lucky stars.
You think that a man could sit in my light fixture and poo all over?
Just maybe lay on your back porch.
Well, yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure he could lay on my back porch.
I bet you he's a lot worse to clean up after.
Yeah, I would think so. I'd much rather, I guess, clean up bird poop.
Yeah.
But if it's anything like chicken poop, do you want parrot chlamydia?
No. No, I don't.
Why do parrots have chlamydia?
I don't know. Maybe that's a different kind.
Parrot chlamydia, beaver chlamydia. No. Chlamydia,
no. I don't want any of it.
There's
no form. I don't want a disease.
There's no form of chlamydia that I want.
I don't want irritable bowel syndrome. I don't want any disease that you tell me about.
You don't want any diseases?
No disease.
Okay. Well, parrot chlamydia sounds especially not something.
It all sounds terrible.
Parrot chlamydia is something I'm not interested in right now. We are done.
Does a parrot chlamydia repeat like and talk back? What else? Does it force you to repeat things and talk back like a parrot?
Why do parrots, are they spreading chlamydia?
Is that the reason parrots won't shut up? Is because they have chlamydia?
Maybe, and they're nuts. And the chlamydia makes them nuts. I don't know. You don't know.
I know. That's why I asked you. I know I don't know.
You think I'm an expert on
You have the chlamydia. Article. I thought it might have given you some information.
It doesn't give you any. All it says is
You've
parrot
got more
chlamydia.
Information than any of us.
Yeah.
It's your story.
If there is an expert at the station, it's you.
John Granato. Parrot chlamydia expert.
Actually, I just read the headlines. That's all I do.
Like Ron Burgundy.
That's what I do. Read the headlines.
And here's a headline for you. No Mapes today. It'll be Joe and me doing the show.
Mopey and Joe. Mopey and Joe. Next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Have a great day, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
ESPN 97.5.
Bye, bitch.